It's time now for the new and the next. Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. Each week he joins us to talk about what's new and what's next. Welcome back, Carlos.
Arun, good to be with you.
Nice to have you back. So we've had some interesting news in the world of sports. We had the World Cup draw took place yesterday. So we know the teams that are going to be head-to-head next summer. Now, I've been an England fan for a long time, and it feels like England's been cursed for about 50 years in the World Cup. There have been all these frustrating, awful endings, but you were here to tell me that there might be a savior, literally a savior.
Well, you know, no two ways about it. So England loves its soccer. You know, a lot of people say combine Americans' love of the NBA and the NFL, and that would represent English love for soccer. Now, England hasn't won, as you said, in almost 50 years, since 1966. Tons of heartbreak, including in the last World Cup in a match against the U.S. But now here comes a strapping young fella, 6'4", 210-pound goalie named John Ruddy, who was kind of an obscure guy, struggled with his first big league opportunity there, or Premier League, as they call it, but has come on recently, joined their national team, and this time around is bucking not only to become the starter on the national team, but perhaps their star. And if that happens, there could be a new name that many Americans and many people around the globe become familiar with, John Ruddy, English soccer star.
Well, in British fashion, I'm going to try not to get my hopes up too high just yet. But there's been a lot of hand-wringing over the last several months about what's happened with the Arab Spring. And you have an activist you feature that she's got an interesting perspective on it.
Maryam Al-Khwaja, who's a 26-year-old activist in Bahrain, calls herself appropriately the accidental activist. While she grew up in a family of activists who've been protesting for more freedom in that oil-rich country of about 1 million people, the reality is she actually tried to step away from it, but found herself constantly drawn to it. And ultimately, when her father was arrested, sister arrested, brother-in-law arrested, and not only arrested but beaten, she found herself drawn to that work and trying to stimulate a furtherance of the Arab Spring effort there in Bahrain. And she now, by the way, is living in exile in Copenhagen. But one of the interesting things she said, I thought this was very telling and insightful. She said, "I'm not doing this because I'm assured an outcome. I'm doing this because it's right. And whether it takes 20 years, 50 years, or 70 years, I've got to commit myself to it in that way." Not many of us would say that genuinely at any time. Not many of us would say it at age 26, and not many of us probably could say that knowing that their father and their sister are in jail as we speak.
Yeah. Finally this week, of course, the world has been mourning the passing of Nelson Mandela. Ozzy spoke with President Clinton several weeks back. Here's what he had to say about Nelson Mandela.
Mandela really taught me why, in practical terms, hatred was a dead bang loser. We had a talk with that. I said, "Now, I know that you later invited your jailers to your inauguration. You even put the people who put you in prison in your cabinet. But didn't you hate him again?" He said, "Briefly, I did." But he said, "I realized if I hated him when I got outside that gate, I would still be their prisoner."
That's incredibly powerful, and it's a reminder of Mandela and his 95 years, all the many things and the many lessons he taught.
Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. You can explore all the stories we talk about at npr.org/newandnext. Carlos, thank you.
Arun, always good to be with you.